And let me say this right here, because I'm mad, because you know, a lot of young people that blew up my Twitter, hit me up talking about they have an issue with me having this thing about sagging pants. I know you're doing the tea. Let me say this right here. When I'm standing in line at the fair to get into the Dallas State Fair with my daughter, and you standing in front of me with your pants dropped, and my daughter is shorter than me, and her head is at the same level where your drawers, you damn right.
It's nasty.
Underwear is an undergarment. That's why they call it underwear. Under. It goes under. And you damn right they should pass a law and give you a ticket, a $50 ticket for walking around with your underwear showing. Is nasty. And it just ain't right. And I don't care. You ain't got to like me now. If you got to sag your pants and you hate me for what I said or whatever, then I'm not your favorite comedian anymore. Then that's fine. Because all money ain't good money. Because I just want to be, I want people to have class when they come around me. And I want to have, I want everybody. Black people used to have class back in the day. Let me start. I'm going to post some pictures of my grandma and my granddaddy when they was in their 20s and they was out hanging out, what they had on and how they dressed. I'll post some pictures. Because, you know, just because it's popular don't make it right. Stand up for what's right. Popular don't mean right. And what I'm saying ain't the most popular thing, but it's right.
Exactly. And you know, the killer thing, people didn't have as much money back then, and they dressed real nice. So you
absolutely.
Know, I mean, they really nice. Baby, the girls used to wear pageant gloves and, honey, nice purses and things, honey. And they didn't have that much money.
And Gary, huh? I'm not judging. I grew up in the projects. We was on Section A.
I know.
We was on Section A, man. But the thing about it is, man, we had people in the community. The projects used to be nice back in the day. Mm-hmm. And we had people in the community to tell us from right from wrong. We couldn't disrespect folks and stuff or whatever. But you have to do what's right, man. Just because you grew up in the projects, that don't mean that the project have to be in you. Step outside of the box and make something out of yourself, man, and beat poverty, man, and get out here and get your education and be something. That's all I'm saying. I want to see everybody make it.
Yeah.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.